And good morning, everybody. It is August the 18th, 2021. What a great day this is. Wednesday, right? This is the best day of the whole entire week as I get to spend my time with you. And what a joy that is for me. And I hope and pray it is for you. So I want to thank you first and foremost for listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Tune in now and go and tell a friend. Tune in and tell a friend about all the fun that we're going to have today, okay? Because we have so much going on today, which is so great. We have Ministerial Moment. We have Al Wash from ALW Entertainment talking about football, my favorite sport. And then we have Minister Nicole Atkinson talking about In His Presence, her 5 minutes in her pres in your in His Presence. So I'm excited about all that we got today. Inspiration, fun and laughter. Okay. All right. So you don't want to miss this. So go ahead and tell a friend. Also, if you have a USB cord, you can put us, take us with you in your car, listen to us on the way, on your drive, wherever you're going, or you can tune in and listen to us on BBS Radio. Download the app and listen to us. Or if you're at home, hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat. And it'll play, or you can go ahead and do Alexa, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you into the show. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. You know how we can make that happen? Because my two producers, Doug and Don, are like the dopest around. BBS radio is the best internet network in town, all over the world, really. And we're on 125 live streaming networks, and we are still moving forward in the technology. So you don't want to not be with us. Keep moving forward with us so you can have all the fun with us. All right. Today's weather is 84 degrees in DC right now. That's the high today. Showers coming, so be re prepared for that. Detroit, you are partly cloudy, 79 degrees. The high today is going to be 81 and partly sunny. Jacksonville, Florida, 84 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming. I believe it's from that tropical storm. You got showers expected every day this week. So I know it's been on the news and you are very prepared for that. London, it is 73 degrees right now. That's your high, mostly cloudy. And that is what your high is going to be today. Los Angeles, you are 70 degrees today. And your high is going to be 75. Waking up, so mostly cloudy today, which is unusual for, I mean, this is probably the third uncloudy day I've seen in LA. Let's see, Augusta, Georgia. Augusta, Georgia, you are 91 degrees. High today, you are now 84 degrees. And Hawaii, you are 54 degrees. And your high is going to be 64 degrees. You are clear now. Let's see, 88 degrees in Kenya. You're waking up to set, your high is going to be 88. That's what it is already. Mostly cloudy. 70 is what you're waking up to. 90 is going to be your high tomorrow. Australia, you are 43 degrees and clear right now. You're waking up to 48 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 63. 50% chance of rain. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 79 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 81. You're waking up to 61 degrees tomorrow. Again, your high is going to be 81 tomorrow. Portugal, 64 degrees right now. You're waking up to 59 degrees. You are cloudy and you're expected rains tomorrow. 66 is going to be your high. If I didn't name your nation, continent, country, city, or state, guess what? It don't matter because God is still in control. No matter what's going on around you, about you, or even through you, God is still in control. So you know what? Smile because God loves you. All right, we'll be right back with a minute with after this sponsorship break with Ministerial Moment after this message.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
Good morning, Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right. I am with you, Instagram, and I'm with you, BBS Radio, Dr. Gina Radio Chat listeners. Okay, ministerial moment. Let's get into it, okay? We already know that there's a lot going on, right? A lot going on all over the world. We got stuff going on in Afghanistan, stuff going on in Pakistan, stuff going on in Taliban, and all everywhere. Haiti, we got stuff going on here. The corona is going on. But I just want to talk to the body of Christ for a second. It's just so important for us to be in prayer. You know, it is so important for us to become kingdom-minded. Now, some of y'all think that I prepare this message every time I do ministerial moment, but I don't. I don't have a prepared anything. I ask God, before we come on the show, what do you want me to talk about? I absolutely had nothing, but this is what the Holy Ghost is having me to say. This is so quenching his spirit that we are not caring about what's going on in other countries or even in our country for that matter. You know, we have such a mindset of out of sight, out of mind, you know, but kingdom is when we are literally there for one another. If there's a need, we provide it if we have it. There is a need that if we are, you know, somebody needs food, somebody needs shelter, somebody needs clothes. The Bible says that Jesus says that if when you do this, and I'm paraphrasing, when you do this to them, you do this to me. And so we have to start looking at what is Jesus saying. I don't think a lot of us remember what Jesus said in the Bible. We're so busy trying to get revelation and all this deep, super, you know, spiritual stuff and, you know, want to be so deep and, you know, want to walk around like God is only talking to you. But listen, Jesus sat down and talked to the multitudes, and it was the same message that he's saying to you today. You know, whatever we do unto him, unto others is doing unto him. You know, we are supposed to be concerned. You know, even if you sold $25 somewhere, or if you gave, you know, your time somewhere, or even just, you know, in prayer by yourself, not so much that you want to have a platform and call forth a prayer. I'm really, really calling out this, you know, the selfishness. I know this might prick somebody, but it's just in my spirit. It's a lot of selfishness going on in the body of Christ. Self-motivation, self-promotion, self, you know, all eyes on me. Everybody look at me. And really, honestly, it's not even about you. It's not about me. It's really about Jesus Christ. It's about the kingdom. That's why we're supposed to pick up our cross and die daily to become more like Christ. Christ was there for every situation. If there was a need, there was prayer, there was laying of on hands, there was provision. God provided, gave him so he can be a blessing. The two fish and five loaves of bread. Hello, that, and so many other things. You know, if we put ourselves in a position as being givers and servers, then we will always have to be able to do so. God will supply for every need. It's not about us, and he's waiting for a posture for us as in the body of Christ to come forth and really lay ourselves down for the sake of our brethren. I know it's mean people out there. Listen, I see it every day. People are mean. People are hateful. People are, you know, racist. People are, I get it. But there's a place. You have a purpose. That's why you were created. That's why you're on this earth. And this is where we're supposed to seek God diligently, and everything will be added onto us. Instructions, the blueprint, you know, provision for all that we were purposed for to do on this earth with whomever and for whoever. And so I know that there are people out there that are getting this. They are doing it. And God bless you and your family 100-fold in return. But I'm talking about those that know that they turn their face when they hear that there is a need for something. But you will pay for a prophet to prophesy something about what you're going to get. Come on, somebody. But I'm bump. They don't like that. You will pay a prophet to prophesy something that you're going to get, a husband or a wife you want, some money or a house, a car you want, or a job you want, but you will not give to the people that's in need. God helped the body of Christ. That's all I got to say. Again, for those of you that are doing your part, you know, God bless you, you know, because you have laid your life on the line for the sake of the kingdom, and God is going to reward you for that. And it just comes because that's recompense. It ain't got to be something that somebody told you. It's in your Bible. It's a covenant. It's relationship. And it's God's word that whatever you do, he will do for you. So I'm just saying to you to just kind of, you know, switch your brain cells around a little bit and kind of, you know, turn around your way of looking at things. And just really honestly, you never know when that need is going to be you. You know, I can tell you through all of the 18 years of ministry that I've been, praise God for all of the hands that have been there to help me to this day. Okay, the seed sowing, the time, the ministry, the consultation, all of that. And they have been a blessing to me and my son. I'm talking about people from nowhere to people that I know. So I know about recompense and giving. You sow, you reap. You sow, you reap. You give to people, you reap. God always replenishes. Whatever you have done, he always supplies for when your need comes. You're never left out. So for that spirit that got you thinking, whomever this is for, that if you do something, you're going to lose, or they're going to take something, or I don't have enough, or give what you can, do what you can, you know, share. You know, if I had a Snickers bar that was this big and somebody wanted a piece, and I'm telling you, I love white chocolate Snickers. Oh, what a blessing it is, y'all. Y'all got to check it out. White chocolate Snickers. Oh, God, it's so good. Okay, I'm getting off the subject. See, that's the devil, because I'm actually fasting from sweets and stuff this month. Anyway, let me get back on the subject, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, Snickers, I mean, y'all on Instagram can see, but on the radio, a Snickers is about now the size of my whole hand. They used to be bigger than that. Actually, I think they're a little smaller than my hand, and my hand is small. I'm 5'3". Okay, so if somebody wants a piece of that Snickers, and I love it so much, I'm going to share my Snickers, and I really love it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not even if they're hungry, but if they're hungry, I'm going to give them the whole thing, you know. That's my thing. You know, if you got a clothing item, you know, some people got stuff in their house that they don't even wear, and they could be shipping that stuff off to Africa or Pakistan or anywhere. I mean, it's so many things. I can go down a list of things that we can do to help. You'll be surprised. $5, $10, $25, a wardrobe, some shoes, toiletries. I mean, Dollar Tree got so much stuff. I'm just throwing it out there because this may be new to some people. Believe it or not, everybody does not have the mindset to do this. And so I'm saying in this season and time, in this age that we are in, we have got to be more kingdom. The day of Pentecost, read the book of Acts. It says that when the Holy Ghost fell upon them, they were prophesying and speaking in tongues. And everybody that had a need was provided for. There was nobody that didn't have. Out of 3,000 people or plus, it was not nobody lacked. So I just wanted to just share that with you. Read that in Acts. God bless you. I love you. This is Ministerial Moment. And just let's be more kingdom. That's all. Let's just share the love, spread the love, and just be love, okay? God is love, and he created us in his image, and he gives us all the time. He loved us so much, he gave up his only begotten son. And I'll just leave you with this thought before I leave. Love is an action. You know, it's a giving. It's a giving. It's a sacrifice. Love is an action. And God loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten son. Not because we loved him first. He loved us first. And he gave up his only begotten son for us. That's an action to be re-established with us. So I just wanted to say that. Mwah! I love you so much, you guys, in Radio Land and on Instagram. This has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be with ALW Entertainment. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to Al Wash. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
You know, as we listen to Dr. Gina's teachings, there is such an anointing, a revelation that will bring breakthrough into every area of your life. Now we're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, ALW Entertainment, Al Wash, one of my favorites in the business. How are you, Al?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. So glad to have you here. You've been in the business forever, and you got so much going on right now, and everybody that has known or heard about a promoter has heard about Al Wash and ALW Entertainment, because you have done some of everything. So thank you so much for joining me today. I want to start off by talking about what's going on currently. You have this football extravaganza. Now, I'm not a football really person. I just know my son plays football, so I don't know a lot about the college football teams and things like that, but I know it is hot, and I know that everybody loves it, and you're in Texas, right? So tell us what you got going on with these football teams.
Well, we have, high school and HBCUs.
Oh.
And the high school is Duncanville, out of the Dallas area, and Duncanville, Texas, and it's a suburban, and they rank number 14th in the nation, and we play in Mater Dei, which is out of California, and they rank number one in the nation.
Really?
That's on August the 27th here in Duncanville, which is ranked probably the highest ranking game on the schedule of high school football until they get into the playoff.
Wow.
So then on September the 6th, In Canton, Ohio, we have the Hall of Fame Football Classic, and that's with Grambling and Tennessee State. And that's in it's in Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame, where the NFL Hall of Fame is. And for those that don't know, that Black College Football Hall of Fame is being relocated in the NFL Hall of Fame. They felt like there's so many black athletes in the Hall of Fame, and then a lot of them come from HBCUs. So they were in Atlanta, and then they move into Canton, Ohio, which is a big plus, you know, for the black college football. And then on September the 10th, we have another high school game, which is Bishop Sycamore out of Columbus, Ohio. And anybody that know about Ohio, they got good football teams in Columbus and Ohio. And they come into Dallas and play Duncanville also. So Duncanville takes on all challengers. You know, they don't discriminate of the rankings. They're not afraid to play anybody, and they feel like they can only get better if they play the best.
Wow. Let me ask you this real quick. The team that you're talking about, this in this high school, you said the name of it in California. Is it Southern or Northern California?
Right,
that team is from
LA.
Oh, it's out of LA. Yeah. And what's the name of it again? The team?
Mater Dei.
Mater Dei.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mater Dell. Dill. It's spelled a little bit different, not Day, D-A-Y, but it's spelled Mater Dei. And they're right outside, about 30 miles outside of California. I mean, out of California, outside of L.A.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
And then on September the 25th is our premier game, which is Grambling and Prairie View in the Dallas Cotton Bowl, and it's called the State Fair Classic. It's in the world's largest fair, and it'll be 400,000 people on the fairgrounds that day, and we'll have about 60,000 people in the stadium. So it's an annual game, and we've been marketing that game now for 43 years.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, you know, I've been hearing about this for so long. I mean, you've been doing it for quite a while. And it's been how many years now you've been involved in this?
43 years.
Wow. And it has just grown and grown and grown and grown. What I love about you, Al, is that you have evolved. Like, you found other things to get involved in that has become, you know, that's been successful for you. And but I want you to just, because I love to pick your brain. You got so much wisdom in this game. You've been in this business, like I said, 43 years plus. So let's talk about it. Nowadays, people want to promote so bad. A young person come up, get their first 10 grand, 20 grand, you know, maybe they get 50, they done gambled. I mean, let's talk about it, right? So they ready to go on and do shows now. What kind of advice would you give them in this day and age with promotions?
Don't do it.
Come on, talk about it. Tell them the truth.
You know, I'm telling the truth. And when I started 43 years ago, I could go buy a piece of talent. When I said talent, an artist like B.B. King, I could buy 3 shows for $10,000.
Wow.
Before B.B. King died, he was on $50,000 a night.
Wow.
Now, you know, when you're doing multiple shows, you have a better chance on making money if you lose on one or two.
Okay.
But when you just go out there and buy one show and you pay a premium dollar and you lose, you know, what are you going to do? You got to build your money back up it might be a year before you get another $50,000. And that's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
The name of the game is volume. You know, if I do 150, 200 shows a year, so what? I know I'm not going to make money on every one of them. And if I lose on 50 of them, I still, you know, make money on the other 150. It's like anything you do in business, volume is the key to everything.
Mm.
And that's why,
yeah,
I said, if you're young, you know, now when you find the opportunity for something to change, like when rap came along, if you jump into it and people don't understand that genre of music and all your neo-soul, you know, and if you jump into it early on, you might get lucky and be able to grow because no one knows that genre of music and not going to take a big chance on it coming out the box because you got so many big companies like Live Nation and AEG. They'll go buy up everything that's possible to make money. If they feel like gospel can make money, they're going to go buy Kirk Franklin.
Right.
You know? I mean, if they feel like rap going to make money, they're going to go get 2 Chainz or whoever it might be, Lil Baby or somebody that's out there. And then they're going to pay them more money than what they're worth. Now, I'm not trying to degrade anybody, but I think you're worth what you can get. But a new person in the industry, they can't afford to pay a premium on one show and try to make money today.
Let me ask you a question, Al. What does that look like? For those that don't know what the premium is, tell them what that package looks like. Just break down a package of a premium package.
Well, when I say pay a premium, meaning that, and I'm gonna use gospel for example. You know, everybody knows that Kirk Franklin is probably the biggest gospel artist today.
Yeah.
And when I started with Kirk years ago, I could buy Kirk Franklin for $10,000-$15,000 a night. Well, today Kirk is won $50,000 a night. So
really, I was expecting more for some reason. I just thought he was going to be more.
He could be more if if a new person come along.
Oh,
and
right,
they don't
right.
know anything about that person. You know, they might ask him for $60,000 to $75,000.
Yeah.
And so
that's
what I mean by paying a premium, you know, for something. And a Live Nation would jump out there and pay a premium because, number one, they own the building. They're affiliated with radio stations. You know, I mean, and they got everything under their thumb to where they don't have the cost that we have. You know, they got corporate sponsorship dollars. You know, a lot of corporate America people, they'll give Live Nation $1 million to sponsor in their building to be visible. But with us, you know, I don't own a building. You know, I have to rent a building. So
yeah.
Me go out and get a corporate sponsor, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a relationship with a lot of corporate people, and I am successful when I do my football games and when I do the bigger shows, you know, like the Kirk Franklin, and I do a tour, and I'm showing them I'm doing 30 dates across the country. Well, you know, I mean, a person can't do 30 dates if you're paying somebody. That's $1.5 million in just cost to one artist. Now you got multiple artists, you got building costs, you got radio costs, you got transportation, you got hotels, you got, you know, and the cost goes on and on.
On and on. Wow.
And then in gospel, you know, you're competing against some of the churches where they have an artist to come to their church and you can go see him for free.
Yeah.
You know, and now here I come and with the same artist, with a couple other artists on the show, and I got to charge $50 for a ticket.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to you know, get the people to understand that when they say, well, I go to Bishop so-and-so church and I can see him for free.
Right. Well, I definitely understand all of that. So basically, at the end of the day, you got to have thick pockets and a lot of wisdom. And with the now, what is that? What, not our heart, but it's who is taking over? I can't remember.
Live Nation.
Live Nation, yeah. So they have taken over. And so that's making it even more challenging. And it probably has, like, reduced a local promoter to do, like, clubs and stuff even. You know, would that be more of a, and I mean, I'm not trying to belittle anything either, but is that, like, not reasonable at this point with Live Nation and somebody that just. Go ahead.
A place to start out in a club, a small theater, and do something small. But the first thing, you know, Gina, that I tell a person, you want to find out if you can be a promoter? Take a $100 bill right now and put a match to it. And if you can match that $100 bill, burn up and don't try to put it out, and you can feel good. Well, you know, it's a $100 bill. That's what I tell a person to do. If, you know, that's what you're doing. You're taking a chance, and that chance is very slim. We know that $100 bill is going to burn up. So if you try to take $50,000 and do a show, you're taking a chance.
Wow. So powerful and great words of wisdom. Al, let me ask you this question also with this. So what else? You got the football season going on. Are you dabbling in anything else at all? Any more plays? Any more shows? Are you just done with that altogether?
No, we do a series of jazz shows.
Okay, talk about it. Let's know about that.
My wife owns the Bishop Arts Theater Center
here
in Dallas. And which seats about 170 people. And everybody told me and Al, you can't make no money in no 170 seats. And now we've been doing it for 11 years. It's not a lot of money, but and I'm in business to make money. She's non-profit. You know, I'm
right.
So when you know, when we do those shows, you have to know how to buy the talent. You have to know how to put the talent together and give the people what they're looking for. And we do two artists every time we do a show. And we built it that way to give people more than what they should be getting. Because most of the time, if you're in a small venue, you're going to do one artist. Well, we put two of them together. And I have a house band that my band plays for these artists. They're sending their music, and I got the best band members in Texas.
Wow.
And they'll learn the music, they'll rehearse it. So when the artists get to town and we do that show, you can never tell that that's not their band.
Wow.
I mean, it's they on point. And we do about 25 jazz shows a year. You know, even though we do them in her place of business, Bishop Arts, we also do them. We have one at the Dallas Zoo. We do one at the Dallas Zoo every year, and we can put about 1,000 people at the zoo. And we do one in Galveston, you know, where you can overlook the ocean and have brunch. And we do that every year. So we'll play San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Galveston, Hampton, Virginia. You know, we'll play different markets with our jazz shows.
And I love it during
the holiday season. This year, we're doing a holiday celebration, and we don't call it a gospel show, even though people, when you know who's on the show, we don't even say that this is a jazz show. But when you know the artist, you know it's jazz. When you know the artist, you know it's gospel, or you know it's rap, you know. But what we're trying to do is educate them and introduce people to a different brand and a style of music. During the holiday, we'll be doing, we have on a package of, let me think now, the Clark Sisters, Bishop Marvin Sapp, Charles Jenkins.
Where is this going to be at?
Leandra Johnson and Ricky Dillard.
Where is this going to be at?
We're playing Chicago, Hampton, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia.
Okay, now when is this going to happen? When is this happening?
Christmas and New Year's.
Okay, well, you know you're going to get a call from me so I can be of some kind of assistance in some kind of way. I love you, Al. You know, I'm so glad that, you know, I have your number and I can call you up, and I'm so thankful for you taking the time to do this interview and really educating so many people and talking about what you have going on. Like I said, you are a brand. Before we talked about brand, you are a brand in itself. Your name has longevity in it, and it has been successful. And so many amazing artists have, you know, been promoted by you. So many. I'm Stephanie Mills. I can go on. Juanita Bynum. I mean, so many. Kirk Franklin, like you said earlier.
Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey. Kirk Franklin's, everybody in gospel.
Everybody.
But Luther Vandross is, Kim, Mary J. Blige, you know, you name them. We've done everybody. We've done plays. We started the year with Ricky Walker, Universal Old Circus.
I know.
The first one. I told Ricky, I don't want to feed no more elephants.
I just talked to him the other day, actually. Oh, wow. That is so funny that you mentioned him. I just talked to him last week. Wow. So this is great, Al. I'm so glad. So you can't be a stranger. You know you got to talk about all of that on this show. So don't be no stranger. And I just want you to just stay connected so we can get this out here, and you're all, you know, your family. So I love talking to you. We get so much advice, and wisdom. I mean, cause it's not just for promotion, but it's in business as well. And you don't know how many people you are helping right now that's wanting to start a business. You know, a lot of encouragement and coaching people into being entrepreneurs. And so what you have given, words of wisdom, is for everything. I mean, it just, if it don't make dollars, it don't really make no sense, right? So let me ask you this. Who is your, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I am. Which one out of all the amazing artists, playwrights, everything that you promoted from the circus to a play, Tyler Perry, working with him, what was your favorite run? Like, which one was, like, the best one that you just loved? It was just great energy. It was just flowing smoothly. Everybody was in sync from the stage handlers to the sound and lights, everything. Which show just stands out to you? I'll be asking you some good questions, don't I?
Always that stand out in my I would think my favorite one was Kirk Franklin, the Tour of Life and the New Nation Tour. We've done so many tours together with Kirk Franklin. I mean, he's so loyal, and he has so much energy, and, you know, and you feel so good when you're doing the show. I even jump on stage every now and then and play like I'm playing the guitar or something, you know.
I mean,
we just have so much fun. Even when he was doing plays, you know, I mean, he would get behind the couch with a water gun and a person be trying to do their lines and they don't know he's behind the couch. He'll shoot him with the water gun, but they got to stay focused and keep their composure to deliver their lines, and Kirk is trying to get them off their lines, you know. So things like that, you know, it keeps us motivated and keep us as a family when we're out on the road, because we have traveling and we together every day in hotels, and, you know, you can't go home. And when we were out there with Kirk Franklin, we did 17 weeks straight, and then we came back and did 15 weeks in a row, 5 shows a week.
You know,
that would be my favorite when it comes to most memorable and having a good time, and even though it's gospel. But then probably my next one would have been Mary J. Blige, The Mary Tour.
Wow.
You know, everybody would tell me how she used to be, and she this and she's that, and she's going to be late coming to the building. We didn't have not one problem with Mary J. Blige.
Oh.
You know, she exercised, she worked out every day, and she ate properly, and, you know, and she kept her energy up. She was always at the building an hour or two before the show, and every show was a great show. And we sold out 75-80% of every show.
Wow. I'm, you know what? I don't doubt it. I mean, like, and then you have built up such a reputation. Like I said, everybody knows when you call and you're doing something, I know they jump on it because they know what they're going to get. And that's another thing that in business, people want consistency and they want to know that you are of quality, which means that you are of integrity. And you've always, you know, your reputation is just excellent in this business. I've never heard anything about you. And I mean, people make jokes about promoters and stuff like that, but Al Wash is on top of the game. He is the one that everybody can trust. The name you can trust. So I love it. I love you. I love your team, ALW Entertainment. Tell everybody one more time about the football. I call it extravaganza because it's just like you got all of this stuff. You got like 4 or 5 flyers going on all the way up until like November. Tell everybody the one that's coming up is August the 27th. Tell them the name of that, where they can get tickets, and give them your social media information and your email, all of that, where they can contact you.
Well, you know, all our events you can find it on our website, ALWE Entertainment. And you can go to our website and it'll direct you where to buy, purchase tickets, because every event, we're not all on Ticketmaster. You know, some buildings, we have to use their system. So if you go there, that'll let you know where our events and what part of the country we're going to. Now, the ones that we have up right now are just for the fall. Because we haven't started putting the holiday shows up yet. And even our jazz series next year, we're booked and know all our talent for next year. We haven't put it on our website yet. So, but we're just trying to get the ones out of the way for the fall. And, for example, our first show is September the 11th, and that's Julian Vaughn and Huge Groove. And it's been sold out for, you know, at least a month.
Wow.
And you know, so the next one would be Jeanette Harris and Oh, man, I can't even remember half of these artists. Lee Ritenour at the Dallas Zoo, and that's going to sell out. And then my favorite jazz show has to be Nick Corleone and Paul Taylor, you know. And that's in Dallas, and it's in Galveston. And that's an annual show that we do, not with the same artists, but we always do Galveston, have a show in Galveston the week before Thanksgiving. So, you know, but it's, and that's going to do well, and it'll probably sell out also. So if you go to ALWE.com, and you can find all our shows, and we'll have, you know, next year, 22, we'll have probably about 200 shows next year.
Wow. I love it. Well, you know, I'm going to come to something or a few. So, listen, keep answering your phone, Al. I love
anytime,
you, Al.
Anytime you call, we're going to answer. Anytime you need us, just let us know.
Yes, and I would love to, you know, participate in something. So just let me know what I can do, and I'll definitely would do that for you. I like I said, your family, I love you so much. You know, my son is like, what, 16 now, going on 17 in March. Mm-hmm. So we've known each other for a long, long time. Half of your years in promotions, a little less than, but a lot of the years in your promotion I've known you. So I'm really glad that we crossed paths, and I love your team. So anyway, you, like I said, go and check out ALW Entertainment. Go and follow. He has an Instagram, ALW Entertainment. Go ahead and connect with that. I love you. Thank you so much, Al Wash.
Thank you for having us, me on the show.
You are welcome. Oh, God bless you. All right, you guys, that was the bomb. As usual, I love Al Wash. Go ahead and follow him everywhere. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and then we got Minister Nicole Atkinson within his presence. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi,
Hi, this is Lisa Bevere, and I love that you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's going to build strength in your life.
All right. Go to, for La Host Hair and Wig, www.lahosthairandwig.com. All right. We're ready for Minister Nicole Atkinson in his presence.
Hello, and welcome to this month's August In Your Presence devotional. Wow, I'm so happy to be back with you this month. And you know, it's me and my titles. If I have to title this one, it would be I Will Never Be Shaken. Wow. Listen, I get that from Psalms 30. And I have this picture actually hanging in my home to remind me of that I will not be shaken. The Psalm says it so beautifully that David says, I will never be shaken. So the scripture I'm reading from is Psalms 36, 30 and 6. It says, when I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. How beautiful this is. You know, I find security in the way that David expressed the Psalms. And this is why I hung this picture in my home. And it simply says, I will not be shaken. And when I walk by and I see the picture, it just reminds me and it takes me to a place that David expressed his security in his faithfulness, his love, and his commitment to God. David was faced with so many challenges before he became king, and even as he was king. And I know a lot of us have been facing a lot of challenges during this, oh my goodness, going on a second year of COVID. But I want to encourage you today to not be shaken, to never be shaken. And you say, well, how did David find his security? Well, he found his security because he said, I will not be shaken. He said, when I feel secure, when I am secure with God, he said, I will not be shaken. So he had to have some security so that he could stand on, so that he would not be shaken in the face of his adversity. And you say, well, how do I do that? Simple. We do it with praise and worship. When we praise and we worship God, we invite his security. We invite his presence. And that presence of God, it brings forth I can relate to David. You know, when I get in a posture of praise and worship, it brings me so close to God. I feel his presence and I begin to feel secure in who I am. Secure in my calling, secure in my purpose. I begin to be so secure in my own space. So, you know, if you're challenged in this area, this may not be for you, but if you find yourself being challenged in your own space and your calling and who you, your identity, and who God has called you to be, get in a posture of praise and worship. Maybe you're being challenged right now at work. Maybe you're being challenged in just your personal endeavors to uncover your purpose and who you are and what God has called you to do in the earth. Get in his presence. Begin to give him praise and give him worship. And you will start to feel the security of his presence. And you will never be shaken. You will never be fearful. You will never doubt. That's where Christ wants us to be. He wants us to get in a place of, in a posture that we will never doubt, that we would never buckle under the pressure, that we know that this uncertainty and this change and this the shifting that we may be feeling, it's only building us. It's only bringing us to the fulfillment of what he has predestined for us.
It's not come to hurt you, but it's come to elevate you. It's come to grow you. It's come to put you in your proper place. Oh God, I thank you, Father. I feel this word today. I feel this word for the month of August, that you should never be shaken. Get in the posture of David. And get in his presence and begin to give God praise and worship and start to see and live the fulfillment of everything that God has prepared for you. Amen. Amen. So listen, I love you. I love you with the love of Christ. If you want to reach out to me, please do so. I'm on Facebook under Nicole Atkinson. If you're women listening to this, I have a women's group called Women of Courage. You can connect with me there. It's a private page and I do devotionals and prayers. And then also you can reach me on my website at NicoleAtkinson.com and Instagram, Nick_purpose. Listen, get in touch with me. I would love to pray with you. I'd love to fellowship with you. And just know that I am always cheering for you. And until next time, be blessed.
All right. That was Nicole Atkinson with In His Presence. Boy, do I love her. I love you. All right, you guys, this has been an amazing show. What wisdom Al Wash gave us today. And again, ministerial moment. Come on now, help somebody, all right? Don't turn a blind eye. Open up your eyes and look at what's going on. You are needed, okay? And you have something that you can give. Time, a few dollars, some stuff in your house, whatever. Just search God, seek after him, search your heart, and give, okay? Donate something, help somebody, all right? That's the message. All right, wisdom. If you can't burn a $100 bill, then don't get in promotions. That's straight up from Al. And also with ministerial moment, just, you know, get in that posture and just let God have his way. This has been an amazing show. Listen, I want you guys to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio.